Oh, goddess, what did I do? I mean, seriously, I take in my cats, and what do I get? I've just spent another half an hour chasing not a cat this time, but a vole. At least I think it was a vole. It looked like a small mouse, but with a pointy nose. I'm not au fait with these things. It was small, it was cute, and it was a bit distressed. Basically, Sari came in with a present. It was still alive. And then the present escaped from her. So the girls have been running around my living room, chasing this poor little mite. Sari actually chased it down the back of the dishwasher, and she was making this funny noise. And she never normally. I thought she was having some kind of random seizure, and she was kind of like making tiny mewing noises. And it was very odd. She's never done it before. Then she disappeared down the side of the dishwasher, came out, and there's this bloody great mouse in her mouth. Tiny little thing. Bless its heart. And it's alive. And it was only when it started moving, when she dropped it on the carpet, that I realised that actually, shit, it's alive, it's going to die if I let her play with it any longer. Fortunately, Sari doesn't really do killing. She does playing. For that, I'm very grateful because I do hate it when things are killed because my cats are feeling, peckish. And Isis has no killing instinct in her whatsoever, which makes me wonder how she survived, actually. But yeah, between the pair of them, they're like, mice! Micey thing! I would have killed it. I would play with the micey thing. So I caught the little bugger and it escaped. I then sent Sari on the hunt for it, which is a bit cruel, but when you're a blind girl, going by where your cat is, it's generally a good idea. And it kept moving from my kitchen, running around the living room, scarpered around the back of my desk twice, went behind the TV twice. Sari was kind of like on the hunt, snuffling for it. Eventually, I found it cowering in the corner of the kitchen. Isis was just staring at it. I don't know if she could see it or not, but it wasn't moving. So, it was just kind of curled up in a corner. So I had a spark of inspiration, grabbed a cup, and it went straight in. I was just like, oh, bless its tiny heart. And I don't know, Isis, she wasn't trying to kill it. She was just like, there's something in the corner. I don't know what it is. It's not moving, but there's something there. And it's like, right, that's not for you, it's for me. So I've now went out and deposited the poor little thing outside, and it's scarpered off back into the undergrowth. Sari is understandably aggrieved that I've taken a new toy away. Isis is just generally confused, and my living room is currently in the middle of chaos because I literally had to move everything. If you're ever trying to find a small moving animal, it's never a good idea because they always go for the edges of the room or underneath things. It's like, oh, what about I'm tracking a vole mouse thing with my cat that wants to kill it. That's hardly fair, but I wasn't going to let it kill it. I was going to let her catch it, take it off her, and then just put it outside. So it's gone, it's free, it survived. It's probably thinking, what the fuck was I doing in the house? I don't like things in my house, but it was ever so cute and it wasn't going to crap anywhere. It was just kind of like terrified. But yeah, so the girls are very kind of like, where the hell's our chew toy? The house now sort of smells of it, so Sari is doing laps. Aren't you? Did I take your chew toy away? Did I? Oh, I'm a mean human. Oh, I'm a horrible mean human. Where's your mother? Mama Puss? Are you still standing in the corner? Can't find. Where's Mama Puss? That's the problem. I've moved all my furniture around and now I can't find my other cat. Ah, hello. Whichever one of you's down there, it's gone outside. Yeah, one's under the desk looking a bit peeved. The other one's by the stair step looking a bit curious. Is that you, Isis? That's you, Isis Puss. Ah. Sari is sort of hoping that I didn't put it out and she's actually found it. As far as I know, there was only one. Goddess, I hope there wasn't more than one. But yeah, close escape for the vole. Did I mention it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I really. Why do you do this to me at 4 o'clock in the morning? I mean, really, why? Can't you, not do it at 4 o'clock in the morning? It's bad enough I went to bed at 6 because I was tired. Oh, wrecking my sleep patterns. Wrecking, wrecking, wrecking. Anyway, saved the vole. Cats are happy. Bit of an adventure for the evening. Karma good. Vole free. Life is a good place to be. And if I could just stop them bringing things inside, most cats leave things on the doorstep. Mine bring them in. Oh dear God. Anyway, I'm gonna go to bed now. I'm knackered. Night.